It is Wednesday, January 2nd, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a new theater company for and by young adults prepares to make its debut in Northwest Arkansas. Plus, our history doctor Bill Smith stops by to examine the history of swing states. Also, we have the latest installment of Arkansongs, Writer's Almanac with Garrison Keillor, and more. But first, individuals seeking a GED, a general education diploma, have always enrolled and tested for free in Arkansas, one of the last states to offer it at no cost. But by 2014, the program will be privatized and digitized, plus students will be charged a hefty fee. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich visited a Washington County GED center in the old Jefferson Elementary School in South Fayetteville and has this report.
High school diplomas are considered a key to prime employment opportunities, but the lack of a diploma also carries a certain stigma. That's why more than 15 million Americans, one in every seven, have chosen to pursue a GED credential. To help them prepare, GED classes are offered through all sorts of places, public libraries, local colleges, and adult education centers, like this one in Fayetteville.
Yes. So
now I don't think I got none of these right over here.
Well,
more than 1,600 teens and adults passed through the Washington County adult education system last year in pursuit of their GED, ESL, or citizenship credential. Of those, 246 obtained a GED. They range in age from 16 to 44, of varying ethnicities and skill sets, but all are after one thing.
My name's Shane Carlock. I'm already a certified heavy equipment operator. I graduated from NTI a couple years ago. It's really just a personal goal. After this, I'm probably going to go to college.
My name is Rachel Bowen. I'm a single parent mother. I have an autistic son, and he's full functioning in a normal classroom, doing very, very well. The last 8 years has been basically him and me, giving him therapy and everything, and now I'm working on myself, coming to class, getting my GED.
My name is Lourdes Crawford. I'm a seamstress. I was working hard to learn some more so I can, if I go back to work, I can have an easy job.
My name is Milton Solis, and I come to school here. I've been here for over a year now. And it's a wonderful place to come and learn. It's a great experience. You got great teachers. There's great people that want to help you if you want to come and learn. It's free right now, so I would like people to come and try it and give it a chance.
Free for now, but by this time next year, all students will be expected to pay a hefty fee. Kathleen Spigarelli is Director of Adult and Community Education.
Yes, I keep saying we have a tsunami coming. Because it may cost at least $120 just to take the GED test. And that is coming January 1, 2014.
In March of 2011, the GED Testing Service, a program of the not-for-profit American Council on Education, announced a merger with Pearson VUE, that's Virtual University Enterprises, the world's largest for-profit education and testing company based in Britain. And Pearson is currently overhauling the entire American GED system.
It will be all computer-based. There will be no paper-pencil test. It's going to be people needing to know how to drag and drop, how to use the calculator on the computer, how to compose at the computer to do those short answer questions. So this is all coming in 2014.
Every GED testing center, including this one, will have to become a licensee of Pearson. Previously, states subsidized such programming, some for a nominal fee, others for free. The GED testing will also be divided. One is geared towards high school equivalency and job readiness, and the other is college prep. Now, if all of this is sounding familiar, that's because the new GED will align with the new education curriculum being deployed nationwide called Common Core. It aims to align diverse state curricula into one shared curriculum that will better meet 21st century career and college-ready needs.
So we have a busy 2013, added to the fact that we really need to get people in now, and especially if you're someone that is not going to be able to afford $120, you need to come in now and start working towards passing that battery of tests that we have right now for free.
The Arkansas Department of Career Education operates the state's GED program, and it reports that last count of nearly 8,800 tested, 7,500 met the requirements for their GED credential, an 85% pass rate. Nearly 10% of all working-age Arkansans do not have a high school diploma. 24,000 live in Washington County. And to show us just how it works, Kathleen Spigarelli takes us on a brief tour of the Adult Education Center, which for decades served the community as Jefferson Elementary School.
This is the computer lab.
Spigarelli opens the door to a room jammed with students learning computer-assisted instruction. They also teach basic computer literacy, resume writing courses, job search, and the new wage program.
Yes, yeah, students can earn certificates based on certain criteria, and part of the wage program is that we have business partners who then recognize those certificates when they go to hire people.
So clerical, industrial, bank teller, customer service.
Mm-hmm. So these, you know, we're all about not only, people think of us as the GD people, but we actually work a lot in, we serve people in workforce readiness and economic development. It's wonderful. I think the community really likes having us here. We try to be a good community partner, and a lot of people come in to us just for general information that doesn't even have anything to do with adult ed. And when the school was empty, you would have broken windows. In fact, the school district start boarding up windows because they just couldn't afford to keep replacing them. And since we've moved in, no broken windows. So I think that means everybody's really happy that we're here.
School gyms used for material storage. Students can relax or study in the former cafeteria, supplied with donated magazines and newspapers. By the way, they can use more. And upstairs on the third floor is testing and intake.
Because you've got, of course, paperwork to fill out.
This is your intake, okay.
This is intake. And we do diagnostic testing. Your first day. And then they go to orientation and they get assigned to a teacher. And then they start class with their teacher. And then after they've attended for a while, I'm out of breath. They're tested again because, as I tell them at orientation, if you're going to come to class, we like to think we do you some good. So we like to see an improvement on that post-test. And so for people working on GED, what they're working towards is passing a practice GED test. Because for right now, while the test is free, everybody in the state of Arkansas has to pass a practice GED test to take the real test. Because it's expensive to administer and score, and so the state would like to know that there's a real good reason why you're taking this test. So that's kind of the quick process. We also do intake for English as a second language students up here also. And they take a different diagnostic test for placement. Anyway, well, we'll go back to my office.
Because some students arrive with low self-esteem or are discouraged, staff help each individual to start fresh. Many form friendships in the classroom, Spigarelli says. Finding strength in numbers. Pursuing a GED is not for the timid.
You have to remember, if you dropped out of school in eighth grade, you're trying to cram 4 years of high school into coming to class here, you know, maybe three mornings a week. So, you know, it's a process.
And many of the adult students have families and jobs to manage. That's why Kathleen Spigarelli says the program's open entry, open exit.
We have new people who start every day, but we have people who finish every day. And our average hour per student here, and that's a really, it's probably a crazy number, but we're right around 60 hours. Because you have some people who walk in and they're ready to take the test in 2 weeks. You have some people who need to be here a couple of years. You have people that their work changes, they start out, they have great intentions, and then they're gone for 6 months. And then they come back and pick up.
But with the new Pearson VUE system, hard start in 2014, everyone will have to start from scratch.
So 2013, if you are someone who has not completed the battery of tests that is currently in existence, or if you failed part of it and you're You need to retake some of it. You need to get in 2013, because in 2014, everything you've done will be erased, and you'll have to start all over.
In the meantime, Kathleen Spigarelli and her colleagues are looking to foundations and the Arkansas State Legislature to help the state allocate $1.8 million to assist the nearly 8,000 mostly working poor individuals attain their GED certificate so they may pursue either new careers or college. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.